Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Barbara Kane. Sister Barbara works as a chaplain in New Haven, Connecticut. The title of her preaching today is, It's Time to Be an Ally.
A reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Raising his eyes towards his disciples, Jesus said, Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way. The Gospel of the Lord. Whenever I read or hear Luke's version of the Beatitudes, I get a little perturbed and a little worried. It's so literal. After all, even as a religious sister who has taken the vow of poverty, I'm not poor. I've never really known hunger, and I haven't had much to weep about, although what's happening in the world today can bring me to tears. I really resemble more the rich, the filled, the laughing, the well-spoken of person that Jesus condemns, and this irritates me because I'm not a bad person. Why does Jesus put so much emphasis on the poor and the marginalized? I matter too. Doesn't this sound a little bit like the argument that we hear with others about Black Lives Matter? Their argument is that all lives matter. Blue lives matter. Female lives matter. Immigrant lives matter. And my life matters. Why should the focus be on just Black lives? We know that Jesus and the social justice teachings of the Catholic Church had and have a preferential option for the poor and the marginalized. This is because the voices of the poor have often been silenced by the injustice caused by white supremacy and white superiority. It is a call for all Christians to be that voice and to work for the poor, the hungry, the sorrowful, and those who are maligned. Now is the time to recognize how these issues have especially affected Black lives, acknowledging our own complicity in them and working to eliminate them. It seems particularly appropriate for this reading to be heard today on the feast of St. Peter Claver. He was a Jesuit, a Spanish Jesuit priest, who spent much of his life ministering to the African slaves shipped to Colombia in the early 1600s. He would meet ships carrying slaves and provide medicines and foods. And why we might question this next action today, he was concerned not just for the bodily needs of the slaves, but for also their spiritual salvation. And so he baptized an estimated 300,000 slaves. He treated the black slaves as people, people worthy of being saved, not just property. He is quoted as saying, "We must speak to them with our hands by giving before we try to speak to them with our lips." In a sense, Peter Claver was an ally to the slaves, doing what he could to recognize that their lives mattered and to improve the unjust situation. It's our time now to be allies for Black lives. What does it mean to be a white ally? One activist described it as taking the issues of racism and oppression as our own, even though we can never really know what it's like to experience it. Another said that a white ally confronts racism as it comes up daily and lives in a way that challenges systemic oppression, even at the risk of experiencing it ourselves. It means to share what we have to support justice, to speak out for those who hunger for respect, to mourn the deaths of young black men unfairly killed or imprisoned by a system that sees them only as threats, and to reject racist rhetoric, even if it means being rejected ourselves. And we must show our black brothers and sisters with our actions that we are united with them, and not just call ourselves allies because we see ourselves as good people. Like St. Peter Claver, we need to be allies in whatever way we can. Perhaps then we can understand better what Jesus is teaching us today in today's gospel and anticipate a heavenly reward.